And now, James Gravel.
The Old Testament contains a sad but instructive story in 2 Samuel 11 and 12 about how David committed adultery with Bathsheba and then had her husband Uriah murdered. When Nathan the prophet confronted David, the king said, "I have sinned against the Lord," 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. In Psalm 51, David pleaded, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God." Nathan told David, "The Lord has put away your sin. You shall not die," 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. This depicts God as being willing to forgive our sins so that we no longer will be held accountable for them. In Isaiah 1, verse 18, God said to the people of Isaiah's day, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." What a beautiful thought, that our sins, which once were as red as scarlet, will be made as white as snow. That is the idea behind God forgiving our sins. But in order for God to forgive a Christian's sins, that Christian must first repent. Repentance is a change of will that leads to a change in action. We must not have just sorrow alone. Rather, we must have godly sorrow that leads us to alter our attitudes, change our actions, turn from sin, and produce good works in our lives. In Luke 3, verses 7 and 8, we see how certain hypocritical Pharisees went out to be baptized by John the Immerser, not because they were genuinely sorry for their hypocrisy, but because being baptized by John was the popular thing to do. However, instead of baptizing the Pharisees, John chastised them by saying, "You brood of vipers, bear fruits worthy of repentance." This shows us the necessity of having a truly penitent attitude in regard for our past sins, as well as the importance of producing fruits worthy of repentance. But when we do repent, God has promised to forgive us, as Hebrews 8 verse 12 teaches when it says, "I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Now that is indeed a heavenly blessing.